Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, everybody. Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike, and you can call me Ronnie with a Y. And just a brief little bit about myself if you're new to the show. I am an angel intuitive. I'm also a fairyologist, a Reiki practitioner, and a spiritual teacher and healer. And I've trained a lot with Doreen Virtue. I've taken a lot of her courses. I've also trained with James Van Prague. And I do this show every Saturday, typically, and it's my way of just sharing my spiritual gifts with the world, bringing healing and teachings to you all, and just growing and learning together as a community, because we all learn from each other. And today's show is no exception. Now, if you've been following the news, you're well aware that this week has been a pretty intense week in terms of fear events and darker kind of energies taking its place on the planet. You know, we've had just the other day, we had something happen in Bangladesh, I believe, and then we had something happen in Istanbul. And those of us who are really sensitive to this energy might be overwhelmed with the frequency of that, but it also might trigger some fear in us. And, you know, if those of us who are sensitive, we feel the fear of others, you know, as these events happen and the news constantly talks about them, particularly Orlando. When Orlando happened, I mean, it was on the news, like you couldn't turn on the news without hearing about it. And I don't mean that we shouldn't know what's going on, but it was so exaggerated. And then, you know, then they were interviewing every single person that was connected with it, and here's where they grew up, and here's their story, and here's what they were doing in the bathroom, and you know, just perpetuating that fear. And that's kind of what guided me to talk about this show, well, to do our show for today. And of course, I'm going to do readings for my callers in just a bit, but I wanted to just talk about staying heart-centered and letting go of the fear that some of us might feel, whether that's our own fear or whether that's the fear of others, and as well as connecting together as light workers and realizing our strength, that we can connect together and we don't have to talk to each other. You know, if we are light workers, if it is our mission to bring healing to the planet on some level, whatever that is, just the thought of connecting with others will do that etherically, and we can connect. And even though, you know, listening right now to the show, there might only be a few people listening, the energy going out as we connect, as we're going to do a meditation, will connect with all the light workers, and it will connect with the ascended masters and the angels and anyone else of a being of light that wants to add to our intentions. So we're going to do that in just a bit. Now, let me talk to you about why the show is called Heart Centered. Now, if you may or may not know about the seven main chakras, and chakras are basically the energy centers that run up our body. And when there's seven, those are the main ones. We have more than seven. But these are the main energy centers. And right in the center of your chest is the heart chakra. And since there are seven chakras, okay, that's an odd number, the heart is exactly in the middle. The heart is the fourth chakra. So that means we have three lower chakras, and we have three upper chakras. And upper and lower obviously is where it's on your body, but also in terms of the frequency, in terms of the vibration. So the root chakra, which is at the base of your spine, that's the lowest one. And then the crown chakra, which is at the center of your head, at the top of your head, that's the highest chakra. So not only is it location on your body, but it's the frequency. Heart is right in the middle. So you can kind of think of heart chakra as being the gateway between the lower vibrational energies and the higher vibrational energies. And another way to think about it, too, I like to think of the lower chakras as sort of earth-based chakras. You know, we think about things that are earth matters, money, security, sexuality, power, those kinds of things. And then the heart in the center is the balance between the lower and the upper. In the upper, we're getting into expression of creativity, expression of our truth and light and psychic intuition and spirituality and all these things that are our higher vibrational energy. And the heart's right in the center. So if you think of the heart as being the center, as being the gateway, what do you suppose will happen if that heart chakra is clogged and dirty with fear or past hurts and griefs, unforgiveness, and any kind of other lower kind of energy? If that heart chakra is closed or dirty, then the energy cannot flow, and you're not going to be in your perfect health, and it's going to deter you, or perhaps not necessarily distract you, but hinder is a better word, hinder your ability to function as a light worker, to function as a spiritual being in a physical body. So that's why I'm talking about heart center and the sacred heart, because it is sacred. Because in truth, we're all connected, we're all one. And in the heart is where we feel that connection. It's also when we reach out to our angels and our spirit guides, that's where the true call comes from. Okay, when you reach out to your angels or archangels and you pray and connect from the heart, that is pure intention. Okay, when we're coming from fear and we're asking for assistance, of course the angels definitely hear you, but they respond, and you'll hear them more when you come from your heart center, because that is, in truth, all is love, and you are light. And it's important more than ever that you connect with that. Now, you might remember my show a few weeks back when I was working with Radley Valentine, and we did this angel prescriptions show. And what that was is we, for our callers that called in, we gave them a prescription in terms of what archangels would best work with them. And I want to give us all an angel prescription right now. And I want to let you know what four archangels would be best to call upon for right now for this show and just in general for what the energy that's going on right now. So there's four archangels. We have Archangel Raphael, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Gabriel. Okay? So we're going to place those angels in different places in our energy field. If we think of the four directions, in front, behind, to the right, and to the left, and we're going to place these angels in particular places, we're going to ask them to be with us. Okay? So Archangel Metatron is coming through really strongly right now. Okay? And Archangel Metatron, this is sort of like a coach and a mentor, but also an angel that helps us to understand the deep esoteric mysteries of the universe. And Metatron is a wonderful archangel to work with because he is a scribe and used to be human. And I believe he was the prophet Enoch and ascended as an archangel. And what we want to do, we're going to put Archangel Metatron to our right. We're going to have him on the right side of us. Okay, we're going to put him on the right, and we're just going to ask him to be there in our energy field to help us, to coach us, to motivate us, to help us understand what's going on in the planet, what's going on with ourselves. Okay? Now, behind us, we're going to put Archangel Uriel. Now, Archangel Uriel, Uriel's name means God is light or he who is light. And Uriel is the angel that illuminates things, but this is also the archangel that heals our emotions, helps us to heal. And the reason why I'm putting Uriel behind us is because Uriel is going to help to clear the past from us, to clear any emotional debris that might be blocking our heart chakra. And in fact, I see him clearing out our heart chakra right now, kind of pulling out stuff. You might not think of the chakra as being in the front and the back, but it's sort of, it's like a vortex that goes in front and behind. So it goes through your whole body. And I'm asking Uriel to, we're asking Uriel to be behind us so that we can see the past for what it was, the past. The present is the only moment that's happening right now, really. And any emotional things that need clearing or healing, Uriel is there to help to heal us with that. Okay? Now, Raphael is also the healing angel. The Raphael we think of as the primary healing archangel. And this Raphael, his energy, if you could see it clairvoyantly, is a beautiful emerald green energy. And sometimes, you know, if you see auras around people or if you have ever had your aura picture taken, and there's a lot of green, green is the energy of healing. Okay? So we also think of green as being the heart chakra because that's the color of the heart chakra. So Raphael is going to be in front of us. Okay? The reason Raphael's in front is because we're going forward with our day-to-day existence with healing. A lot of us listening and a lot of people who are calling in are either in need of healing or are healers. And this healing energy of Raphael is really going to help us so that we can bring our healing into the planet so we can help others to heal and so that we can bring healing as we move forward in our lives and everything that needs healing as we walk forward. And we have Uriel, of course, behind us to heal anything that needs to be healed. So that's the three angels. And we have one more. And on the left of us, we're going to have Archangel Gabriel. And Archangel Gabriel, this is the angel of communication, okay? And this is the angel that also helps us with our life purpose, but helps us to communicate and to hear divine messages. So you might want to visualize Gabriel sort of whispering in your ear. You might want to visualize your throat chakra opening. Gabriel's going to help us all, with us now, to communicate the messages that need to come forth. Anything we need to communicate, if you're a blogger and you write blogs about spiritual topics or healing, if you have a website or if you have a radio show like myself or if you're, whatever you're doing that needs communicating, this is what Gabriel's here to do. And Gabriel's going to help us to be the grand communicators we are and to come together and create our lives as we see fit. So these are our four archangels and my prescription for us all. We have Raphael in front, Metatron to the right, Uriel behind, and then Gabriel to the left. Okay. Now, I also want to call upon some of the Ascended Masters. Now, before the show, I really was connecting with the Ascended Masters. If you don't know what the Ascended Masters are like Metatron. They're beings who have once walked the earth, and they have raised their vibration to such a high frequency that they are ascended. And that's what we're all going through right now. We're all ascending. But these beings are spiritual beings. They're not physical like we are right now. We're actually ascending with our physical bodies. These beings have ascended, and now they're in the spiritual realms. But Jesus is one of the most famous ascended masters. And Jesus, we often associate with the Christian faith, but you don't have to be Christian. You know, religions are a human invention, and in truth, you know, we're all connected. So when we think of Jesus, Jesus is like the divine ascended master of healing. Like we think of Raphael as the archangel of healing, Jesus is like the ascended master of healing. And anyone who calls upon Jesus will feel his presence instantly. Jesus is a lot like Archangel Michael. You'll very loud, but you'll feel the peaceful energy come across to you. And a lot of people like to pray to Jesus or connect with Jesus. I like to connect with Jesus as well. I'm not a Christian myself. I don't follow the Christian faith, but I feel the energy very strongly of the Christ energy. You know, you probably have heard of the Christ consciousness grid, you know, that comes from the Jesus energy. But connecting with Jesus can help you really also to heal as well. And we're going to ask Jesus to be above us to help us to open up this heart chakra as well. Now, I'm going to do a meditation in just a moment, but I wanted to say, you know, I know there's been some events happening in the planet right now, of course. I talked about that as well. But for some reason, I got a vision of Australia before I did this show, and I don't know what that means exactly, but I would like to, in our meditation or even as you do your daily practice of connecting with spirit, to send healing energy to that area of the world right now and to ask that it is guided and cleared of any fear and any kind of potential threats or any kind of harm that could be done. I don't say this to scare you, but, you know, I've learned to trust my intuition and I've learned to share what comes through me and to trust that. So, and it's also too, you got to think of possibilities, you know, like when psychics predict things, you know, they see like a potential. It's not like that is the ultimate thing that's going to happen. It's a potential reality. And that's what it really is. It's a potential. And if coming together can create a different energy and a different timeline, then that's wonderful, and that's what we want to do. Okay? So we're going to work with Archangel Michael in our meditation, and we're going to do that. Let's do that right now. And I'm going to put on some meditation music, and what I'm going to ask you to do is just connect with the energy and relax, and we'll join together as a group, okay? So here we go. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to imagine that all of us are in a circle and that we're holding hands with the light, connecting us, our energy. And we're asking all light workers, not just the ones listening, but all light workers in all dimensions and timelines and frequencies to connect with us, to help us with this meditation. And the archangels, especially Archangel Michael, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael. Now we're going to visualize beautiful white and gold light coming in our crown chakras, coming down and then into your body and out your heart and cleansing your heart, just cleansing it. And then we're going to breathe that energy back into our hearts, come out our crown, the cycle. Beautiful. Now, visualize beautiful white light. Breathe it into your heart and then come in your heart chakra and come out your back, like cleansing your heart, pulling out any debris, any kind of gunk that might be there, fear, worry, stress. And I ask the Archangel Michael now to be with all of us and to vacuum any fear that we may be holding in our aura, in our energy fields, in our body, in our mind, and in our soul. Give the angels permission now to come and clear your energy so you may be filled with divine light and divine love from head to toe, sparkling, shining. Beautiful, sparkling energy is who you are. You are a being of light and of love. And now we are going to surround ourselves in this beautiful cobalt blue energy, like an eggshell that's protecting us. Protecting us from any harm, from any fear. We know that we are safe. We are love. Your light. And now at any place in the world that you feel guided to send healing energy to, send your healing energy there now. Perhaps it is Bangladesh. Perhaps it's Istanbul, and especially Australia right now. Visualizing this planet surrounded, the whole planet in a beautiful blue, violet, and gold energy that's permeating any fear in anyone's hearts right now. And this energy is coming into every continent, every ocean, every mountain, every forest, and in the heart of every person now, it's dissolving fear. Raising the frequency to a high frequency of love. 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 And anything that you need help with in your life right now, any kind of guidance you need, reach up from your heart and ask the angel to receive that right now. Feel it in your body. Be open to receiving. And it's coming in to every cell, every tissue of your body. Perfect health, perfect wealth, perfect love. All your gifts are open up and centered, and you are centered in peace. And so it is. Feel that now. And it's coming back. Back to your center of peace. Feeling the love in your body. And then let's just take a deep breath. Let it out. Very good. Beautiful. So I hope that meditation was helpful for you. And I would like to hear from you in terms of what you visualized. And maybe when you call in and I take your call, I like to hear what you saw or what you noticed or felt. That's always wonderful to hear. And I want to remind you about regularly cutting cords of fear, okay? Now, we have our angels that are in front of us, behind us, you know, left and right and all that. But working with Archangel Michael regularly is a wonderful way to keep yourself clear of fear. And what you do is you just ask Archangel Michael to come in your energy field and cut the cords of fear. He has the sword of light. And the sword of light can just, like, come through your aura and cut cords of fear. You can imagine there's a sword, like, going through your aura. And it's cutting cords of fear, cutting attachments to others, to places, to anything. And do that regularly. And you ground yourself, you know, and just send your energy down into the planet. And then you fill yourself up with divine light. And each night I would suggest that you do this, that you clear yourself and shield yourself, okay? And one of the great ways to do that, to shield yourself, I like to do, to take a sea salt bath. That's a really wonderful thing to do. You know, you just get some salt, some sea salt from, usually most grocery stores have it, or you can get at a like a natural store. You put a little bit in your bath, get some essential oils if you want, put on some relaxing music, and you put your hands over the water. Charge the water with your intention that this water is going to clear my energy field. It's going to help me remain heart-centered, connect me with my higher self. And as the water drains, it's going to drain all this ooky energy down into the ground. And you just sit in that bathtub for a good 15, 20 minutes. You could do longer if you feel guided, but I find 15, 20 minutes is a really good time. You might even get some flower petals, rose petals, sprinkle rose petals around the bathtub, or put some rose petals or some even flower petals in the bathtub with you, and just have those flower essences clear you and help you stay connected. You can even buy flower essences at the store, rose-infused water or lavender water, and just have that near you to regularly clear your aura. And of course, a lot of people like to do sage. Sage is a good way to clear your energy, but some people don't like the smell or don't like to breathe in smoke. So that might not be for you, but there's lots of different things you can do. I would suggest you you call upon your angels for assistance on what's best. And there's lots of books, too, about clearing your space, clearing your energy. And think about this. If your energy in your home or in your living quarters is full of clutter and full of dingy things and things you don't like, that's going to be symbolic of you. So you might want to think about doing some space clearing. Get rid of things that no longer serve you. And watch how cleaner and brighter your energy will be. So if you feel guided to do space clearing, you know, there's lots of good resources out there. There's a good book that I like. It's called, I forget the title of it. I have it right here on my bookshelf. I believe it's called Clear Your Clutter with Feng Shui. I think that's what it's called. Clearing Your Clutter with Feng Shui. And it's by Karen Kingston, I want to say. And I'll find it later in the show. It's in my bookshelf somewhere. If you can see my books, believe me, I have like shelves and shelves of books. So I'll find it for you later. But it's a really good book because it gets into how when you clear your living space, you symbolically give permission of yourself to be clear. And by letting go of clutter, it's easier for you to let go of things in your own life. You know, like, 'cause there's a lot of things we're scared to let go of. Old relationships, an old job, whatever that is. And if that's you, I would suggest that you invest in clearing clutter. Because what you'll find is, you know, let's say, for example, you look in your closet, there's a shirt you haven't worn in like 2 years. And you tell yourself, oh, you know, one day I'll wear that shirt. You know, you never wear it. And by letting that go, it's like you're giving permission for new things to come into your life. And you're symbolically sending out to the universe, it's okay for me to let go. Because something better will come along in its way. Something better will come along. And in fact, I do believe a while ago, about a year ago, I did a radio show about this. So you can check that out on the archives. Just something to think about. But clearing clutter is wonderful. Getting rid of stuff you don't need or don't use, especially stuff you don't love. You know, if you don't love it, if it brings your energy down, get rid of it. Because why do you want something that's going to bring your energy down in your life? You want to keep your energy very high so that you can be the light and love that you are. And that includes things you're putting into your body, diet, right? Are you exercising enough? Things that can keep your energy very high. And being around people who are also on that high vibrational energy. You know, if you don't resonate with people anymore, it's important, I've learned this in my life, not to try to analyze it. People naturally fall in and out of your life. I used to wonder, I'm like, you know what, how come these friends don't call me anymore? Or how come these people aren't in my life? And it used to make me sad because I used to be really good friends. And then I realized that there's a flow. And the universe is ending this cycle so that something better can come along. And I can be okay with that. And yes, it brings emotional sadness. It brings pain sometimes. But think about all the better things that are going to come along. Not to mention, think about all the wonderful things that you've learned and you've shared. That hasn't gone. That hasn't left you. That's still a part of you. But things naturally fall out of your life at the right time. And it's important to honor those cycles and those rhythms in your life. So we don't get stuck in the past. Don't get stuck, because if you think of a bucket full of dirty water, if you don't dump out some of that dirty water, how are you going to let clean water in, right? You have to let out the old so the new can come in. So that's my tip of the day. Now I'm going to get to the calls in just a moment here. And before I do that, I want to say that before the show, I worked with Archangel Raphael Oracle Cards because I wanted to give a message for us. And Raphael's really coming forth with a message about healing and divine intervention. And what he's saying is that visualize yourself, all aspects of your life, perfect and divine health. That includes physical health, financial health, any other aspect of your life. Visualize it as you want it to be. Because some of us, and we have learned to focus on what's missing or what's wrong. The minute we have a problem, what do? We complain about it or we worry about it. And we think, oh no, what's going to happen? And I can't believe, you know, I got this sore in my arm and I got to go to the doctor. I got to get it, taken care of, you know, and we freak out about it. And that's because that's what we were trained to do. And you want to definitely acknowledge things as they happen, but instead we need to focus on the solution to the problem rather than the problem itself. By focusing on the problem, you give it energy and you allow it to continue to manifest in your life. And that's true for all aspects of your life, whether it's life purpose, career, financial health. In particular, though, I feel like it's about health for many people listening or for people who maybe listen later. But anything in your life that you would desire, visualize it, and it must be made manifest. It's just when it doesn't happen as quickly as we want, we lose hope, we lose faith, and we start thinking what could go wrong, and then that's what starts to happen is what could go wrong. So the message for us all is to focus on divine and perfect health. This goes not just for you, but for anyone. This is the planet. This is your relatives. This is family, anything that needs healing. That's how the great teacher, healer Jesus did his healing, because he knew in the core of all of us is perfect divine health and perfect love, and he saw that in all of us. And that's how you really heal someone. You see them perfect, you see them whole, you see them complete, and that's how you heal yourself, by the way. It's just we don't always remember that or follow that. So just something to think about, and you can always, and you know, Course in Miracles is a great course, a great book to read about that topic, about seeing yourself perfect and whole, and forgiveness is one of the biggest things in terms of healing, forgiving yourself, because the only one that's judging ourselves is ourselves. There's no real judgment in the sense that we think, you know, there's lessons to be learned, but there's not real judgment. That doesn't really exist, okay? So we need to stop being so hard on ourselves and give ourselves credit for the good that we've done and the good that is in the world. I put this on Facebook the other day, a post, a beautification post. You might go back and check that on my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. I put a post of a picture, and I said, this is a beautification post. And I said, we spend far too much time thinking about what's wrong, what's missing, the bad in the world. Please add something beautiful to this post and share it with your friends. And you know what's really sad is that not one person added something to that post, not a single person. And what's even more sad is that I put it on some of my Facebook groups that I'm a part of, not my personal group, but like groups that people have invited me to, and they dismiss it as spam, like I was spamming them. And for a minute, it sort of got me disheartened, but then I realized, you know what, it's not meant to be. You know, we could spend time thinking about, you know, again, that if I focus on that, it's me focusing on what's wrong or what's bad. I'm doing the same thing I was saying in the post not to do, right? But it did, honestly, for a minute, sort of rub me the wrong way. I'm like, really? Wow, no one really wants to post anything. I just it kind of made me sad for a minute, to be honest with you. So if you would like to go and post something on that post, it's on my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, or start your own and get that going and just spread out positive energy. And you might even remember last year when I did the free hugs day. I got to tell you, in terms of healing your heart chakra, hugs are amazing. And I did this last year. You get a sign and it says free hugs day, right? You go stand out in a public place, grocery store, parking lot, or mall, or whatever, and you just hold up the sign and you just hug people. And people are shocked. They're like, well, what's the catch? What do you want from me? Like, I just want to give you a hug. And what I found is that the hugs was more healing for me than it was for other people. Because when I connected with people heart to heart, just all day, just think about how much love I was getting in my heart chakra, right? The people I hugged, they got a hug for maybe 30 seconds. I got hugs all day. I got people sharing their hugs with me and giving me their energy of heart to heart, and it brightened their day. They're like, wow, there's someone out here doing positive things and just giving hugs for no reason. That's great. And just think about this too. You don't really know what's going on in a person's life. And just think, when that person gets a hug from a random stranger, how that might have shifted their energy, how that might have shifted their day. And then they bring that forth to someone else. It's like a cataclysmic exponential effect. This person affects that person and affects that person, and it's sort of this chain reaction of doing good. And that's true for good deeds as well. A lot of people do that on Facebook. They do the spreading the good deeds thing. I forgot, there's like a term for it, but that's what people do. A lot of people do that, and that's something you might want to think about as well. That's something that's wonderful for opening your heart chakra, doing kind deeds, you know, doing paying it forward. You know, that's something wonderful to heal your heart chakra. And you don't have to ask for anything in return. It's just by giving, you're automatically allowing yourself to receive, because we're all connected, and that goodness will come back to you. It's just the law of attraction. It will. Okay, so that's just one other thing. And I'd like to hear from you, too, to see like what things you have to keep yourself heart-centered or to raise your vibration. Is there a particular book you like, or a particular flower essence you like to do, or radio program you like to listen to? Maybe it's this one, I don't know. But That would be great. So I want to get to the phone lines, and I would like for you to, of course, please tell me your name and where you're calling from. And if you have some type of ritual or to raise your energy, come share it with us, and that's what would be great to hear. So I'm going to get to my first call. I'm going to go to 415 and she's on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, thank you.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I was taking you off speaker, okay. So now it's a lot better.
Okay. Can I have your name?
My name is Kate, and I'm calling from San Francisco.
Kate in San Francisco, that's my backyard. I'm in the Bay Area. And
Great. Nice to
talk to someone from the Bay. Awesome. So, Kate, do you have something that you'd like to share with the audience in terms of something that raises your vibration?
Well, it sounds kind of funny, but you've heard about, you know, the power poses. You know, if you just stand when you're in the shower or just stand when you wake up and do, you know, like spread your legs apart and your hands on your hip, they call it like the Wonder Woman pose or the Superman pose. And imagine that you have on like your own superhero kind of costume. Imagine your costume for the day. And do you need power or do you need patience or, you know, what are you wearing underneath your clothes for that day?
I love it. That's great. Yeah, what a great way to visualize and, you know, and to connect with the power of yourself, you know, and it's really a great way to work with your manifestation ability, and the power of what we visualize helps us to create that in our lives. That's great. Thanks for sharing that, Kate. I love that.
Sure.
So how can I help you today?
You know, you're talking about health things, and if they have anything, if you catch anything about what's going on with my stomach, I just can't, things seem to be changing a lot, what I can eat and what I can't eat, and just everything seems to upset my stomach. If there's any, I mean, of course, not a health question, but
understand.
There's an energetic
sure.
or spiritual thing going on behind that.
Do you have a history of anxiety? Are you anxiety prone?
Oh, you know, like IBS kind of thing. Not a little bit, but it's never affected my digestion really.
Okay.
It's more like
so you're having
I get more like insomnia.
Yeah.
When I get anxiety, I get insomnia, but I've never had stomach issues.
Okay. So it's not. So you can eat. You're not processing it the right normal way.
Yeah,
is that kind of what you're saying?
Everything. I get sick from everything lately.
Okay. So I asked about anxiety because I felt with you that there is a little bit of anxiety. Now it could be because we're talking on the air. So what I'm going to do is just briefly ground you just a little bit, just help you to center yourself so I can tap in a little bit more to your energy. And okay, so
yeah,
it's
a big time of change. It is anxiety from changing my job. So it's like an anxiety of the unknown.
Okay. So give me just a moment. Okay, so honestly what I feel, and it's interesting that it's stomach stuff, because the stomach is generally where our solar plexus is.
Right.
And the solar plexus is the center of power. And honestly what I feel is that for you, this is what my intuition picks up on, is that it's sort of like control issues, you know, and some of it stems from a father figure in your life. It's like you're not like controlling people necessarily, but you're trying so hard to control everything in your life, where it's like it's got to be a particular way, and it's like, and that energy that you're putting out there is affecting the solar plexus area. And are you? Go ahead. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Oh, no. Nothing. Just agreeing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was going to say, are you eating a lot of vegetables?
Yeah, I'm pretty much vegetarian diet.
Okay. You're vegetarian, but are you eating, like what kind of fat food are you eating? Is it a lot of grains, or is it, like vegetables?
It's a mix. I do, like, rice and tofu and stir-fry.
Okay.
Vegetables.
Okay. Because the thing, well, here's the thing, too, about tofu. Tofu, it's typically made with soy.
Yeah, it's hard. Pretty hard, yeah, for some people, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of the problem with that, too, is that if it's not organic, it can be genetically modified, and the genetically modified stuff really can affect people's digestion because the way that it's made, it's not natural. It's genetically modified. So if you're eating a lot of tofu that's not organic, I would suggest you switch to organic tofu.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also say I'm getting the sense that there's a lot of grains that you're eating, like, and the grains are something that's affecting you in some capacity as well. They're saying to go outside and to exercise with more fresh air exercise to allow that oxygen to come in, and to work on your deep breathing, because it's not just diet. It's more like your breathing. It's like you're not doing deep breathing enough. And that's helping, that's keeping your stomach tight when you're not, you know, doing that deep breathing. That's something that could help you as well. So diet, yeah, try to work on, you know, like if you're going to eat grains, whole grains, obviously, like whole grains.
Right.
Try to watch gluten, obviously. Gluten can be effective on that. But organic, I feel like organic fruits and vegetables, honestly, would be more beneficial to you. This is just what I feel. This is my intuition speaking. I'm going to work with some oracle cards here to get some clarity, because I do like to work with oracle cards, and this is Archangel Raphael. And I'm also going to ask that Raphael is going to be with you to send some healing to your area. Now, was there ever a pregnancy that you had at one point in time, or is that something that you desire? They're showing me something about a pregnancy.
It was a miscarriage.
Okay, because there's something about that energy, that energy is still lingering in your system here, okay? So what I want to do is I want to work with the angels. If you're open to this, I'm going to send you some healing. Is that okay?
Great, yeah.
Okay. So just breathe, and I'm just sending you some healing energy. And be open to receiving, okay? It's okay. Like, everything, you're safe. You're loved, and the angels are going to be there, okay? So they're with you. And I'm just asking the angels to send healing to your stomach center to release any energy that might be blocking you, anything that's still there. So they're showing me, they're kind of like flushing it out with water, kind of. It's like this cleansing that they're doing. Are you drinking enough water, by the way?
Yeah, I definitely make a point of that. Herbal tea, water, kombucha.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So they're showing me a vision of you forgiving your past, okay? So what we want to do is anyone that you need to forgive, first person that pops into your mind, I want you to give that to the angels. And remember, forgiveness doesn't mean what a person did was right. Forgiveness just means you're letting it go, okay? So just forgive anyone. Just say, you know what, I choose to forgive you so that I can move forward with my life, so that I don't have to carry this pain around anymore. And they're showing me they're cutting cords of fear, moving you in a new direction. Okay? Are you feeling this energy?
Yeah, it feels lighter, definitely.
Mhm. Okay. I'm still sending you. Okay, so that's good. So now I'm going to draw an oracle card here. I'm asking, what do we need Kate to know right now to help her on her journey? What advice do we have? And this is working with Raphael. Okay. So the card that I chose for you, and it actually sort of jumped out of the deck, like when I was shuffling, it's about prayer. And it doesn't have to mean, you know, you go to church and you sit down on a pew or whatever. It's just putting out your intention into the universe. And it says prayer works. Your prayers are heard. It's okay for you to ask for assistance because you have been getting help. And I see Jesus there too as well with you. And what's interesting about this card is that it shows a woman that's holding a baby in her arms. And there's something about that. There's something about, because I did sense that pregnancy there, but there's a baby in her arms. And it's a couple of things. It's like the angel's holding the baby. It's like saying you're a child of God and we have you. But it's also saying all of your prayers for healing and any kind of request you've been putting out there is being heard. It is being heard. It's just there's like a part of you that you don't believe that in a sense. You know, you kind of think that you have to do it yourself. You know, and they're wanting you to reach out to the angels more, to ask for assistance so that you can receive that because you've been kind of doing it alone a little bit. Does that make sense?
Well, no, I think I ask every morning. I think I ask for signs from the angels quite frequently.
Okay. Perhaps maybe it is that you've been receiving signs but haven't been noticing them. You know, there's something about you not...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably what it is. But they're saying your prayers are being heard. They are being matched. And let me see what else I feel. It also kind of feels to me like there's a part of you that doesn't necessarily feel worthy of deserving. And that's kind of what it is. Like you pray, you'll ask for help, but you don't necessarily think you deserve it on some subconscious level. There's a subconscious part of you that needs to let that go. Okay, so work on that. So a good affirmation could be, I am open to receiving. I am willing to receive everything, all the good that is my divine birthright. And I accept it now in all parts of my being. And you just let that happen and know that that'll come to you. I think the more that you affirm that, the more that you'll see the miracles happen. Okay, so work on the deep breathing. Like I said, breath, physical exercise. You know, also, like we said, if you're going to do soy, then do organic so you're not having that genetically modified stuff in your body. Try to have all natural, whole grains if you can, you know, high vibrational things. And they're also talking about a piano for some reason. Do you play the piano?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Something about a piano, I don't know what that means. Like, piano music, maybe you like to listen to piano music, the kind of music that you're listening to will affect your vibration. So there's music you can listen to that'll raise your vibration. Having music around you, certain kinds of energies will affect you. If it's harsher frequency or if it's lower, if it's music that has a lower vibe that kind of has a harsh energy, it's going to affect you. You're sensitive to that energy.
Right.
I think that's maybe why they're showing me. Let me try to get some more clarity while they're showing me piano. Is there maybe someone in your life that you know that really likes to play the piano? Someone that you're really close to, someone that you knew before? Something about piano.
No.
Okay, just remember that. I don't know, they're showing me piano.
Don't have it. Yeah.
Something about piano and
Well, you know, they say Mozart for babies and all that stuff, so maybe I should.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
But particularly things that will open up your heart chakra. Find music that will open your heart chakra. And lots of fresh vegetables. That's what they're showing me again. They're like, lots of fresh vegetables.
Okay.
So, yeah. But that those are the messages that are coming forth today for me with you, Kate. I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah. I guess just the question is, all these things mm-hmm. about, you know, forgiving things and feeling worthy, I feel like I have been doing that for like a year. So how do you know when you're cleared? You know, how many times does it take? How do you know when it really sticks? If I say that all the time already and you're still getting that message.
Well, there's different levels of consciousness, okay?
Right.
So it could be that you're affirming that, but maybe you haven't let it go on a different level, because there's the subconscious, the conscious, the superconscious, mind, body, spirit, whatever you want to call it. So perhaps you've let it go mentally, but maybe not physically and spiritually, because all the pain that we have in our life, we store it in our bodies. So there's tension that you're feeling in your stomach, perhaps, is fear that you're keeping there in your stomach. So it's good to let it go mentally, you know, to say it, to get it out there, but also work on releasing it physically. So you might want to get a massage or do like your yoga practice that you're doing, or exercise and letting it go, right? And also spiritually, you know, and that means, you know, when you pray and you meditate, you ask the angels to come in and you ask them to clear the unforgiveness from your body and soul. So it's doing it on all levels. That's how you'll know it's really gone. And then when you know, you'll know, because there won't be any doubt. You'll feel different. You'll feel worthy. You'll feel happy. You'll look different. You'll feel different. And if you're unsure, you can always ask the angels and say, angels, what else do I need to do? What steps do I need to take? You know, and they'll guide you. They'll give you your own personal guidance. But they're showing me meditation would be really helpful for you, to help you get more clear and to hear the messages more.
Right.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I do more like when I'm outside, definitely. So I kind of take care of everything at once. Fresh air and meditation and walking.
Good. Yeah. Just keep telling yourself that you deserve things. You deserve good. You are healed. Focus on the good. Focus on yourself being healed. Focus on yourself being perfect. You know, your stomach is healed. I can digest perfectly. I am perfectly happy. You know, and you might want to also do a forgiveness inventory. Forgiveness inventory is where you get a pen and paper and you just sit down and you think about anybody in your life, going back to as far as you can remember, that you need to forgive in any way, anyone that's wronged you, anything. And it'll just start, these people will start popping in your head. Just write it down. Right. It could be three pages, who knows. And then you go back, and each one of those people, and this could be, and it could also could include yourself too. You go through and you just look at that person's name and you say, I lovingly and peacefully forgive you and release you, and I let you go. And you'll do that until you feel it leaving your body, okay? Until you feel it leaving. And I think that's be really powerful for you, because it'll allow you to really kind of see what or who you're still holding on to. And then when you do that, you just rip up the paper, you burn it or whatever, and you just move forward with your life. And I think that'll help you to be more clear.
Yes, definitely. I think those are all great steps. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the 4th of July, whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, I'm going to head to Sonoma, so it should be beautiful. Get some heat. It's cold here, so I have to go to Sonoma.
I know. Well, last week it was like 100 and something here. I'm closer up towards Sacramento in the East Bay. And so, like, I'm in the Valley area. And,
like
last week it was like 100.
Here.
I know. Well, today it's like 75 here. And it's like, what? This is July. Come on.
Exactly.
You know?
It doesn't feel like that.
Crazy. Okay,
well,
right, I hope you have fun. You're welcome.
And
you be safe, okay? All right, hon.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
I'll keep listening. Thanks. You too.
All right.
Bye.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go to my next call. You're calling from 206. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, how's it going?
Who am I speaking with? Good.
This is Austin.
Austin?
Yes.
Hi, Austin. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm getting ready to start decluttering.
Oh, nice. I love doing decluttering. Yeah, that's like that's my one of my favorite things to do when I have the time to do it. Because you realize, you know, like, damn, I got a lot of crap. You know, like I start looking, I'm like, my God, I got a lot of books and a lot of clothes, and it's like, wow. And it's sort of like it's almost like cleansing. It's just like, wow, get rid of this stuff, you know. So I like
it
doing
is.
That.
It's almost overwhelming. Overwhelming when you have it, but when you get rid of it, it's definitely
it is.
Freeing.
And it's like that when you start doing it, you kind of want to keep doing it. It's like you start finding other things that you didn't like. You know, like you start looking for like in your pantry, and you're like, wow, look at all these spices I never use, and like look at all these forks I have. I got like 100 forks. I don't need 100 forks. You know, you find like little silly things that you can get rid of. So that's cool. So that's good that you're doing your space clearing. How can I help you today, Mr. Austin?
Question for you. Got a partner who's got a bit of a drinking problem. I'm just wondering
okay.
how I can help him heal that.
Okay. So you have a partner who has a drinking problem and you're asking for some advice on how you can help this person to heal?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have the person's name, or do you feel comfortable with that, or no?
No, yeah, that's fine. His name is Dwayne.
Dwayne, okay. Because it kind of helps me to connect with this person's energy a little bit. So what I feel immediately is you have a great deal of compassion and love for Dwayne, but it's like you're just not sure on like how you can help, and it makes you feel powerless. Sometimes it makes you feel like you're losing control, you know, and sometimes it makes you, in a sense, like wonder a little bit about the future of the relationship, and that's what I'm intuitively picking up on. How long have you guys been together?
A little over 2 years.
2 years. Okay. So give me just a moment to connect with the energy, and I'm going to ask your question and see what comes up. Okay. give me a second here. Okay. I feel for you, you have a great deal of patience. You have a great deal of patience. Like, you just will, you give a lot, you know, and you're kind of the person that will put up with a lot in your life, you know, and I hope that you're actually doing good things for yourself as much as you do for other people. I hope that you're allowing yourself to receive and allowing yourself to know that you deserve good things, because that's something that not everybody does. Some people do more for others than they do for you. Some people do more for others than they do for themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, and I do that.
And, so you are like that sometimes?
I am, but I try to make it a point to do good stuff for myself too.
Good. As long as you're balancing that out, because sometimes we want to be sure that we don't run into the situation where we're in a codependent relationship where, you know, I'm sure you've heard that term before, where you know, the one person feels like, oh, I know I can help this person, I know I can help this person, and it's sort of like this energetic, you both sort of need each other, but it's like a dysfunctional need, and we want to be careful that we're not developing that it's not like you want to be with each other for the love and compassion and the caring, not because it's like, you know, I can help him or something like that, or he might feel like, oh, he gives me what I need to feel better as a person, and we want to be careful that we don't do that, because that gets people in trouble sometimes. So just throwing that out there, just to be aware of that. Okay, so I know I'm gonna really connect with your question and see like how we can help Dwayne. And give me just a moment here.
And I've actually read some books on that too, so just 'cause that was kind of coming up in my head also.
Yeah, we want to be careful, especially if that's something that you feel that it could potentially go to, you want to make sure you're honoring your own intuition and your own sense of self, your own sense of who you are as a person, your own sense of what feels right for you. Because like I said, I really feel like you're somebody that has often done a lot for other people. Like you've done, you do a lot for your partner, but you're now where you're starting to realize that it's important that you honor yourself. That's what I feel where you're at. So I'm gonna work with some oracle cards on this one, because that kind of gives me a starting point. And I want to work with Archangel Michael, because Archangel Michael is our angel that gives us strength, gives us protection, helps us to clear cords of fear and to know our life purpose. And I'm asking Michael to be with you right now, to give you support, give you strength, to help you, also to be with Dwayne, obviously, to help him. And I'm going to draw some cards and see what the angels want us to know about this particular situation. Okay, so that's going to help me get a starting point on this.
Okay.
Do you have oracle cards? Do you work with oracle cards at all?
I've got a bunch of different cards, and actually just traded my own deck.
You just traded them? Or you created your own?
No, I created my own deck, yeah.
Oh, wow. Very cool. What's the name?
Well, right now I'm just calling them intuition cards, but I just, using my art, I created the cards, and I'm waiting for the first set to come to me so I can see what they look like.
Okay. Very cool. Is there like a link that we can check it out? Like a website or something, or is it just sort of like a work in progress right now?
It's kind of a work in progress, but I can link it up to your website when I get it, or your Facebook.
Yeah, or put it on my Facebook. I'd like to see it. Okay. I'd like to be curious. That'd be really cool. I always get the guidance like one day. I like to do a deck about sacred geometry because I'm really interested in sacred geometry, but also working with the Archangel Raziel. So that's kind of something that I'd like to do one day, perhaps. Who knows? But okay, so I'm drawing some cards for you, Mr. Austin. And it's, okay, the message is coming really strongly for you to shield and protect yourself, shielding and protect yourself, because I feel like there's been some harsh energy. There's harsh energy around you, and particularly, okay, I'm going into your energy field, like your solar plexus is where I feel a lot of attachments, a lot of cords there, a lot of attachment in that area. And it's interesting because that seems to be the common theme of today is the solar plexus area. And what I want to do is, if you're open to this, I want to ask Archangel Michael to clear any cords of attachment that are draining your energy and anything that is not of the highest, anything that's not of love. GB, are you open to that?
Yeah, I'm definitely open to that.
Okay. So Archangel Michael is coming there, and I see him. He's like literally pulling out cords. And he's got a sword of light. He's actually going like around your aura, like behind you, in front of you, left, right of you. He's just sort of clearing your energy, helping you to be really, really clear with who you are and what you truly desire. Because I really think that that's why you're calling. I think you're looking for validation in terms of like, what do I really desire? What do I really want? And what makes me the happiest person in terms of who I am? And you really do, when you really connect, you connect with a very high vibration. I think you're aware of that, but sometimes you don't stay at that high vibration because you bring yourself down by whatever it is that you might be doing, whether that could be alcohol possibly, or maybe some type of, maybe substances, or, being around, having certain kinds of music in your environment, different kinds of energies, and being around, you're really affected by other people's energies. I don't know if you're aware of that, like you're super empathic. And the shield yourself is not just about, obviously I asked about your situation, but it's shielding yourself in general. Like working, Archangel Michael is saying you really need to work with him regularly. He wants you to call upon him like every day and like ask him to be in your aura, in your space, to clear your home, clear everything, and just to protect you, because you're so, so super sensitive to the point where it's like you can't distinguish your own energy from others' energy, and it overwhelms your system. It's like on overload, like short-circuited or something. And that's what I feel. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually surrounding you in this pink energy. The pink energy is going to shield you. And this pink energy is only going to allow love to come in, but it's not going to allow any kind of negative energy to come out. Now, I'm also going down to your solar plexus area, and I'm working with the angels. We're going to balance your solar plexus here. We're going to clear some energy and also your sacral chakra. The sacral chakra is the orange chakra. That's like sexual energy, sexuality, our wants, our needs, our desires, that kind of that vibrational energy. So that's like that's located in the womb area, like right below the belly button, kind of like midway between the space of the spine and our belly button. It's like that lower stomach kind of intestinal area. So that's
okay.
So there's something in that chakra for you about dad, probably really strongly. Something about father figure in there, and it's bringing up emotions right now because I can feel it because I'm empathic also. And what is it that you need to release or forgive that's coming up really strongly right now that's making my heart feel really this strongly strong emotion?
I'm not sure. You mean with father figure or just with anything?
Or something. There's something about that. That's what they just showed me this in my mind. Is this relationship somehow similar to dad, or is there something about dad involved? I don't really know, but that's what they showed me. What is your intuition say? What's that?
You say dad or death?
Dad.
Dad, okay. I would say that there are some similarities personality-wise.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't see at first.
Mm.
Like that, maybe like a lack of motivation.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you're picking up on intuitively that you just sort of know that you're not maybe communicating right now?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. It's all right. I'm just saying what's coming through me, what I feel.
Okay.
There's something about dad and shielding your energy. Okay. So that is what's really coming strongly right now, and that's kind of for you to ask the angels for more clarity on in terms of why that's coming forth, because that's what's coming through for me. There's also a message about prayer again, that seems to be coming up a lot today. Like, have you been really putting out your intention to ask for help with this situation a lot? Like, you ask for help on this,
but
or do you...
Not really, but okay. I don't know why I haven't.
So here's the thing. I work with angels a lot. Let me tell you this. Like, I never worked with angels a lot. Like, I just didn't. I just didn't really understand it. I didn't really get it. I didn't really think they were there until I really started to work with them regularly and ask for help. And here's the thing about angels. Okay, they're always around us, but they respect our free will, and that they give us free will to just experience life as we want. That's like the prime directive, in a sense. You can think of it that way. They only intervene unless it's life or death threatening situations. But when we ask for help, when we reach out and we ask for permission and we ask them to come and help our situation, they're right there by our sides. They want to help. That's why they were created. Okay, the word angel means messenger of God, and they're right with you. You do have they're just showing me a lot of stuff with dad that needs to be healed. There's something about dad. I don't really know what it is. And there's also a grandmother figure. There's a grandmother on the other side. There's some type of grandmother type of figure that wants to connect with you. Are you a medium or want to be a medium or something?
I would like to, I'm pretty intuitive, but I would like to be able to talk more with, in the past, but my partner is definitely, he sees people.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So they're also showing me some shamanic work or shamanistic type of things that would be really beneficial. Shamanistic, doing like shaman rituals like drumming or some type of really earth-based energy that's really, really strongly coming in right now. So that will help to sort of bring some healing. Do you do energy healing right now, or have you thought about doing energy healing like Reiki or anything like that?
I've done a little bit of it, and I've taken some classes on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, just last week I was actually looking for a place where I could do drumming.
Because there's something about that's really strong with you. Like, that's like powerful for you. Because I think what the angels are saying is that it's important for you to honor yourself first before you can bring healing to someone else. It's important that you honor what you bring to the table, your own strengths and talents, your own intuition, and trust that. And then you'll be able to be clearer about how you can help Dwayne. Because I think that there's a lot of, there's also like your energy healing, that work that you do, you can bring energy healing in to Dwayne. But here's the thing about helping other people is that you can only help people if they're open to it and if they want to help, you know, and they have to be willing to receive it and be willing to want it for themselves. And it's all about asking for help. So I would suggest, here's what's the word I'm looking for? My advice is for you to ask the angels to help this situation, and for you to inform your partner to ask him to ask for help about it, and to be open to receiving, and to let that's kind of what I'm getting. Those are the messages that are coming through. Now I'm going to get some more. Give me just a second here. Austin, we're going to just ask for some more clarity on your situation. And I'm also, Archangel Michael wants to work with Dwayne right now. So he's with Dwayne, and he's sort of clearing any energy that he's ready to release. He's helping him to clear and anything that's related to his dad as well. There's a big dad thing going on here. And particularly, too, I feel like huge clearing of heart chakra stuff. There's a heart chakra release. Ooh, there's a lot of pain coming up for someone. I don't know if it's for him or it's for you, but this, it's like my heart's like overwhelmed with all this pain that I'm feeling right now. It's like, whew.
Well, just got done with 4 months of chemo.
Oh, okay.
And that caused a lot of stress.
Okay. Like I said, there's something dad, they were screaming at me, dad. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. And it's really, really intense. Like, it's really intense, emotional, tense pain. So I'm really, so Archangel Raphael, please be with his dad. And I'm asking Archangel Michael to be with Dwayne to help him too. The thing about your partner is that I do feel sometimes he feels like he's out of control. Like, he doesn't know, he spirals out of control and doesn't really know how to deal with it, how to deal with things. You know, does he have a support group or something that he can go to for his situation?
No, not really.
Okay. I would suggest, like, Alcoholics Anonymous, obviously. That's the most well-known organization. You know, that would be a really good one. Any kind of detox place, but that's the first one that popped into my mind. To reach out for help. I don't know if there's like a gay friendly one. I don't really know, but.
And I did do that.
Were you gonna...
I did do that. Actually,
you did reach out to that, or?
Yeah, and I went to the family one for 6 months.
Mhm.
Yeah, he wasn't receptive to that.
I see.
It was good.
So
for
that's
me.
What kind of bothers me a little bit. That it feels like you want to help him, but it feels like maybe he doesn't want to help. Is that true?
The question is, on the drinking for the last couple of months, and it started again.
Okay. But does that make you happy, Austin? Does it make you happy when that situation? Does it bring you joy in your heart?
No, not at all.
So it's important for you to think about that and to ask the angels what you can do to move forward with your life, because there's no point in being in a situation that doesn't make you happy. Now, I'm not saying, you know, leave your partner or anything like that, but what I am saying is for you to be really clear about what it is that, what makes Austin happy. What makes Austin happy, and getting yourself to the point where you can be deserving of that energy, so that you can be happy with yourself, you know? Does that kind of make sense, what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
I think you kind of know where I'm getting at. Like, you're very intuitive. It's just you're maybe wondering, like, what's going to happen or how that's going to work. You know what? That's why you ask the angels, and that's why you feel you're very intuitive, and you kind of know, like, how to act and where to go. You just don't listen necessarily. So I drew a card from the Oracle deck for Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Raphael really wants you to work with him right now, along with Michael. Now, the reason why Raphael is great, because Raphael is the healing energy, the healing angel. And Raphael is also going to work with you to help you to heal. Something about dad issues. See, this is really strong with dad. Dad, your dad, his dad, there's dad. And it's interesting because the relationships we have with male figures in our life are oftentimes related to our relationship with our father. So there's a parallel there in some capacity, but also about the way that you treat yourself and the way that you think about yourself, that there's some healing. Now, the shamanic stuff, I think, would be really, really good for you. Like, I really would like, and this is, well, not that I would like, but I think the angels would like you to find a group for you that you can connect with, like a meetup group or something where you can go and do drumming, or you can go out in nature and just sort of connect. Like, you're really connected to that earth-based energy, like Wiccan and paganism and that kind of thing. That's something that I see you really doing. It just feels right for your soul. And in that, you're going to meet a lot of people, I feel like. You're going to really just get a sense of community and belonging, and it's going to help you to just open up your spiritual gifts a little bit more. Okay, some of this stuff that's going on with you, too, it's also past life stuff. It's like karmic stuff. And these are lessons you're learning. You're learning how to say no when you need to say no. You're learning how to be assertive. You're learning how to say yes to things that you deserve. You're learning this. These are past life things, lessons that you're learning. So that's kind of what I'm intuitively picking up on. Now, I want to actually give you one more message from another deck of cards that I have. For some reason, the fairies want to come in. I like working with fairies, not like, you know, the stereotypical, you know, we think of gay fairies. Ha ha, very funny, right? Not that kind of, elemental beings, fairies, because they're connected with the earth. And that's what I think you need, is to connect with the earth a little bit more. So I'm going to ask the fairies to come in to be with you, to give you joy, to give you fun and celebration, and to help you to connect with your earth-based shamanism energy. And we're going to draw a card, and we're going to see what messages need to come forth for you, okay, from the fairies. There we go. Okay, so even before I draw two cards, they're saying go outside more and drink more water for you. Something about water, drink more water, go near water. So there's two cards that come up for you, Mr. Austin. Card number one is holiday. Well, duh, this weekend's holiday, right?
Right.
but it says you're looking for a getaway, a vacation, some type of escape. Well, go for it. Go on a holiday. If that means do that with your partner, if it means do it by yourself, whatever you feel guided to do, but it's saying you need a break. You're thinking about it too much. You've been stressing yourself out too much. And you're so hard on yourself. You're not giving yourself enough credit. Like, I think you're hard on yourself enough. So going on a vacation, getting a break will really help you to just release some of that stress, you know? And it doesn't have to be like a huge go to Hawaii vacation. Just go to the park and get away, have a picnic, or just some type of getaway. But it's interesting because this weekend is the holiday weekend, so that comes up strongly. Right. The other one is, this is really interesting, the daughter card. I'm not sure where this card would come up. It has to do with a young girl figure, whether that's a niece or a daughter or some type of girl. Do you know who that might be?
No, I have two nieces, but they don't. They live in a different state.
Hmm. It might also be connecting with your own inner child, kind of what I feel too. Because, you know, this is true for people who are gay, I believe. We connect with our masculine and our feminine side. We have both. And this is connecting you with that inner child, but the inner girl of you. And I don't mean like, you know, girl do drag or anything, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm just like, yeah. like what are the things that are connected to feminine energy that bring you joy? You know, the nurturing part of you, the part of you that likes to do those kinds of things, like whether it's like singing and dancing and things like that. Because perhaps maybe you've been putting on the masculine hat recently, but maybe it's time for you to bring balance and connect with that, both the male and the female energy. so that you can have some more just balance, you know? Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do one more card for you, and this is from the romance cards. And I'm asking, what do the romance angels want you to know right now? Okay. So what do the romance angels want you to know? Okay, this card comes out for you. Again, playfulness. So the card actually says, to recapture romance, allow your inner youth to have fun and shine. So I think that's a confirmation for you to connect with your inner child and to just do something fun. Do something fun. You've been real serious lately, haven't you? That's what I feel. You've been real serious.
Yeah.
And you've been taking life real serious. And it's like, have some more fun. You know, I think when you do that, when you look at your whole situation through the eyes of, we don't have to be so serious about it, you can, it'll be easy for you to let it go. And the same as like you're clearing your space, you're clearing clutter, doing that will make it easier for you to let go. Because you'll just be like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, like, we don't have to be so hard. And I think that's also connected to the father figure or whatever that is. Or that whole father thing is coming through. So it's coming strongly again. So here's what I'm going to sum up for you. Number one, like I said, go out in nature. Find a group that you can do some type of shamanistic stuff or earth-based things like Wiccan or some kind of pagan, something like that. That will be really good for you. Work on forgiveness. Okay, loving yourself first and doing everything for you first. Take yourself number one, because in the end, you got to live with yourself in the end. You're the one that matters the most. And I'm not saying, that doesn't mean you don't care about anybody else. It's just you can't heal other people. You can't truly love others unless you truly take care of yourself and love yourself. That's kind of what I mean. I don't mean don't care about anybody. I mean just make sure you put yourself number one, because that's the most right. important thing there is. And playfulness, you know, have some more fun. Do something fun this weekend. Go do something fun. Find something fun to do and honor that and be okay with that. Be okay, you know what, I can do something fun and not have to be so serious, you know, not have to be so analytical all the time. Get into that other side of your brain, that creative side, that playful side, that part that wants to just be a kid again. That's what I think will really help you to heal and to move forward. Is this all...
Great.
Making sense?
Yeah.
Here?
Oh, yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, extremely.
Thank you for calling in and allowing me to be of assistance and whatever came through. And definitely let me check out your Oracle cards. I love Oracle cards, and I'd purchase them if you have them available to purchase. I'm down.
Okay. Yeah, I'll
support,
let you know.
Support a fellow artist, a fellow spiritualist. So put it on my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. And I'm going to continue to send you healing energy for your situation. Oh, yeah, I also want to remind you, remember, Archangel Michael wants you to call upon him regularly, and Archangel
okay.
Raphael. Remember to ask for help. You have to ask. And
okay.
you don't have to say it out loud. You can think it. You can write it. Whatever it is, but ask and be open to receiving it. And trust me, it'll happen as long as you have faith.
Okay, I will do that, definitely.
Okay, well, have a great weekend. Do something
All right,
fun.
You too, thank you. I will.
Okay. All right,
talk to you later.
All right, thank you for calling. All right, bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, all right, everybody. So we're at the end of our show. I want to thank everybody for listening today, for my callers who called in. And, of course, the angels and the healing messages that have come in from beyond. And remember, you're never alone on this journey, guys. Just like we heard with our last call, you have to ask for assistance. The angels will be right there with you. I want to, again, thank you all for joining me. If you want to find out more about myself, check out my website. It's ascensionmagic.com. Through that, you can get professional readings. And I also have a blog and some other events that are going on. And my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. I'm going to tell you really quickly about some of the shows coming up. Next week, I'm going to be doing fairy readings again on the show. I know that was a really popular show. I work with the elemental kingdom. I work with the fairies, the elementals, the elves, any kind of nature being. And I do readings through that. So that's coming up next week. I'm also going to have some shows about working with the animal kingdom, connecting with your animal spirit guides. So that's going to be coming up in a few weeks. And also a show about mediumship and Sacred Geometry coming up. So if you did like the show, please click follow on Blog Talk Radio. That'll keep you posted with new episodes, and it just helps me to be supported. And anything else I need to talk about? I think that's really about it. So I want to thank you again, and just like I say every week, I always like to tell you that all is well. All is well. And go out and do something fun. Take care of yourself, okay? And know that you're always loved. You're always loved, okay? Well, have a wonderful weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you next week.